family and friends to this daily segment we are grateful to call Be Encouraged. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Monday's episode of Be Encouraged. I'm your host, Drenande Summons. A blessing and a privilege it is to serve as your presiding officer for Refuge Mount Olive, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. Today we are going to continue with our honorarium season. I feel the power of just God washing us with enlightenment, with understanding of truth during this season of honorarium season. And what has brought into my attention for the past 3 years, we've been privileged to serve our honorarium seasons, reflecting on histories and heritage, from women's history to Black History Month to many, many different honorarium seasons that we can truly look back at the archives and say, yeah, we've been there and we did a whole experience. And especially being in Columbia, South Carolina, having that time to really be in study and learn our predecessors, we've been able to take a moment to say, well, let's reflect on who we are. And within a month's time, we will be honoring 5 years of ministerial operation, community outreach, and empowerment. And it is mind-blowing. It is surreal to say that we have the privilege to celebrate, to be a part of a great, blessed movement here. And again, we were established in 2019, May 12th. That was on Mother's Day. That was our first official service experience, full Refuge Mount Olive introduction to the public as an organization. And it took some time for us to get the foundation. But after that, we've been moving, and we have seen God bless us. I've seen God bless me as the leader, as the individual who has said yes. My soul continues to say yes to what God has for what this platform is and what it will become. It is now becoming, as we would say, if it were a human, it's a little toddler now. It's a little kid, you know, and it's acting as one. It's starting to become as energetic and individual and individualized as an authentic toddler does. So you see in your time how your vision grows. You see in time how your truth comes and unfolds. And again, we want to speak about the power of building your foundation on today, because we all have a purpose that is authentic, and we have to build towards that and be willing to surround ourselves around common voices who believe and understand in what we have going on as well. I would not have made it this far in refuge in Mount Olive if it weren't for my grandmother and also my mentor in ministry, in leadership, Reverend Ella D. White, for her keeping it honest with me, for her being beyond raw with what leadership looks like. And there is glory, but there is also gloom associated with it. And that's something that you can't hide from. It's something that you can't run from. And I am thankful that I've had that surrounding me on top of profound movements such as City of Refuge with Bishop Yvette Flunder and Mother Shirley Miller, who continuously serves in radical inclusivity in the modern day movement and has the history to and has the coat to prove it. And it's a blessing to be a part of both leaderships. And again, surround yourselves as you build your foundation. Make sure that you surround yourself around the voices, the communities that believe authentically in you and what you have going on, not only now, but in the future too. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.